I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
The time for great women.
Mm. Seems like it's always been the time, just men were ignoring them.
No, except for us.
Actively suppressing them.
Not us, though.
Not us.
No. The recent box office smash, Captain Marvel, starring Brie Larson.
Yeah.
And I like her.
I like her, too. I thought she was miscast. Gal Gadot here.
Ah.
Wonder Woman.
All right.
Like an Israeli soldier turned Amazonian warrior princess. There's just something that fits. You look at her, she cuts the figure, has the walk. And Brie Larson just seems, I get it. She's supposed to be this unassuming character, becomes the most powerful character in the Marvel universe.
Well, I think she's flat. Partly is the direction to have her underplay it. She hardly has the zest of, say, Gal Gadot. Well, she does show physical prowess, even when she tosses off the cervic lines. And she's an Oscar-winning actress.
Right.
I remember the room.
You know, just because you're an Oscar winner doesn't mean you're right for a...
You've picked on my favorite, who is Gal Gadot. Now, are there any others that you think of?
So,
heroes?
Yeah, for sure. I always enjoy Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow.
Great. We are of such the same mind.
She is a great actress.
Yes.
Dour attitude. Yes. Nails the fight scenes. Feels physically imposing in those scenes.
She does. She does.
And she fits into the, you know, the overall scheme of that team.
Yes.
I like her chemistry with the other players. I don't know. That one fits. That one works for me.
Yeah. And in fact, it's nice to juxtapose the two of them, Brie Larson and her, because I think they're of a similar cut. They're brainy. They're not super physically super like Gal Gadot. Mm-hmm. And so there's a chance to compare the two. And Larson just doesn't have the energy that Johansson does. But Johansson still is somewhat subdued. She's just smart alecky, you know?
Right. But you get the sense of her past.
Yes.
She carries that with her.
Okay.
There is that Black Widow backstory, and that seems to be just a part of her character.
Yes, yes, yes. Maybe my fave of them all is Chloe Grace Moretz as Hit Girl.
Oh, yeah.
When I saw her, she couldn't have been more than 10 or 11.
That's interesting, because that's a one-off superhero movie.
Right, right, right.
Which is kind of sort of poking fun at the genre in a brutally way.
Yes.
But
yes.
Yeah, she's really great in that. I don't consider her a legit superhero.
I know. It's picking it way off. She's not in the usual group. What about Storm?
Yeah, Halle Berry?
Yeah.
The X-Men movies?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, she's good.
One of the commentators said that she wasn't front and center in any of the X-Men.
Yeah, and you know, there's that team component of the X-Men too,
yes.
Right? So she's incorporated into those first films in that team way, like the Avengers do. There's something about, I'm not a big X-Men fan.
Okay.
And there's something about superheroes that, you know, that use the weather that seem like... they just seem like when I was a kid and you'd watch these cartoons, you know, and they'd have just one goofball superhero. You could conjure up a tornado or something, or lightning. That was always a drag.
Yes.
So it just seems kind of a waste.
Well, maybe we could kind of close out our adoration of these superwomen by talking a little bit about Wasp.
Okay.
And would this be Evangeline Lilly plays Wasp?
Yeah, in the Ant-Man.
Yeah, in the Ant-Man. She almost dominates, where you have Ant-Man, the centerpiece of that, and yet I found Wasp to be more compelling than he.
In the sequel, Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Yes,
Ant-Man. Yeah, I think they have great chemistry. I don't really remember much about that movie at all. It was such a breezy that I like those superhero movies where the stakes aren't as high. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
The universe isn't at risk. It's just something going on. But it will tie into the larger Avengers sequel.
Is this Endgame?
Yeah.
As long as I can go, forget the plot, but remember the superwomen, I'm happy.
Support for Cinema Classics comes from Film Columbus, enriching our community to make Columbus a destination for film education, exhibition, and production. Learn more at filmcolumbus.com. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.